Gleaming new cars roll one by one out of a huge container ship and onto a pier at Long Beach in California. In the 150-acre terminal, where Toyotas are unloaded, there is a sea of Corollas, Camrys, and RAV4s. The mere presence of so many cars is not unusual, given that Toyota brings in 250,000 cars a year. Ordinarily, these cars would be loaded onto trucks within hours, destined for dealerships around the country. But these are not ordinary times. In a sign that something is amiss, dozens of tractor trailers that transport new cars to dealers sat empty last week amid the rows of Toyotas. For the first time, Mercedes-Benz, Toyota, and Nissan have each asked to lease space from the port for these unwanted orphan vehicles. They are turning the nation's container port into a parking lot, creating a vivid picture of a paralyzed auto business, with sales down nearly 15% this year. General Motors has said it would run out of operating cash by the end of the year if it does not receive a government bailout. But the inventory glut at the Long Beach container port is not limited to imported cars. There has also been a sharp drop in demand for the port's single largest export, recycled cardboard and paper products. This material typically goes to China, where it is used to make boxes for new electronics and other products that are sent back to the United States. But Chinese factories, reacting to sharply falling demand, are slowing production, so they need less cardboard. Tons of paper are piling up around the port. Veteran port workers say the slowdown since mid-October is like nothing they have ever seen. "We're supposed to move things, not store them," one port worker said.